Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's MHP. Now, if you were to take a walk along the Mississippi River right now, you might come across some peculiar sights. Discarded cars, a 19th century shipwreck, maybe even eek human remains. And that's because due to persistent drought throughout the central states, the Mississippi's water level has reached record lows. And according to the National Weather Service, this is a problem likely to continue.
I'm Jason Kanoff. I'm a professor in the Department of Biology at St. Louis University and a principal investigator at the Water Institute at St. Louis University. The year-to-year variation are things that I think we've just become accustomed to. And so, you know, maybe in the spring when we're getting more rainfall, you see the river levels a little bit higher. In the summer, when it's warmer and more evaporation is occurring, you see rivers being a little bit lower. But I think generally our rivers and streams have become a little bit of a background to our daily lives. And so we don't really notice it until we get these extreme events where there are droughts or maybe floods.
So let's talk about this as an extreme event. Just how low is the Mississippi River right now?
It's extremely low. And the Mississippi River and the entire watershed covers a huge area of the U.S. So some areas are lower than others. I mean, there are certainly areas in the Mississippi right now that are as low as they've ever been. But generally speaking, across the entire basin, waters are lower than usual.
Remind us of the importance of the Mississippi River, where it begins, where it ends, and in certain ways, how it shaped who we are as a country.
I mean, it's really been the lifeblood of our country for hundreds of years. It starts up in the northern part of the U.S. I mean, headwaters reach all the way out to the Yellowstone National Park with the Missouri River, flows all the way down to Louisiana, out into the Gulf of Mexico. So it's an incredibly important source of travel, trade, energy production. It's responsible for our agricultural productivity. You know, I like to say that water touches every part of our lives, and the Mississippi is really at the core of the Midwestern U.S. and much of the economic and social productivity that we see across the country.
Talk to me a little bit about the commerce aspect, because it continues to serve in that way, right? I mean, these low water levels are meaningful for our actual economy.
Sure. The supply chain issue, I think, is something that people don't really think about as much or hear about as much, but it's an incredibly important source of agricultural transport from the Midwestern region down to Louisiana. So to put numbers on it, the cost of transporting corn and soybeans since the beginning of October has quadrupled from St. Louis down to Louisiana. Last week, there were over 1,500 barges that were stranded down in Louisiana because of low water levels. And so we look at the river, but most of us don't see it as the important supply chain that it is. And when we get these low water situations, it's really, really disruptive to economic activities.
How alarmed are scientists right now about the current low levels, given that there is this kind of year-to-year fluctuation?
This is extreme. And, you know, speaking as a scientist, I don't think scientists are particularly alarmed in the sense that these are the types of extremes that we expect in a changing climate. And so in many ways, it's just a verification of some of the things that we're expecting in the coming years.
Yeah, but also, aren't we sort of expecting in the coming years for Earth to be over? I'm sorry, you haven't made me less alarmed by saying that this is what we expect given climate change.
Well, so I don't mean to be a doom and gloom, but with climate change, I'm going to turn this into something positive for you.
Okay.
With climate change, we expect greater variability. And so I think people often think about increasing air temperatures, but we're going to see more extremes. And I think what we need to be doing is being proactive and thinking about, okay, if we see these extremes, how are we going to manage them and how do we deal with them? And, you know, I truly think, one, that we're headed on the right path in terms of reducing our emissions and, you know, we need to do more work there. But these challenging times, I think, are moments where we see really the great innovation. And so I think this is the opportunity for greatness in terms of figuring out how humans can better live in a sustainable way with the environment.
So I know you're working with the State Department looking at water security. Talk to me a bit about the Mississippi River's low levels within the context of water security.
we think about water security in the context of the fact that, again, water touches pretty much everything we deal with. So when we're thinking about water security, we're thinking about food security, we're thinking about energy security, all of these areas that rely on water. So without water security, we've got potential energy problems. We've got less water to irrigate our crops. We've got disruptions to our supply chains. And so when our water security is threatened, then it has this cascading effect on all other aspects of the environment that then can disrupt our social systems. And so, you know, I study water, so I'm a little biased, but we really need to get water right to support all these other aspects, food, energy, social systems. I mean, it's really at the core of what we need to be thinking about.
Are there things that our listeners can do, that we can do, that make any difference on an issue of such enormous scale and importance?
Well, get ready, but every drop counts. And so it's important for us to just be more aware of our water. And in the Mississippi River Basin, we're spoiled because water has not been the same issue that it has been in other parts of the country. And so I think we just need to have it more on our minds, and we need to be thinking of ways to convince politicians that water is not just something flowing through our rivers that's coming out of our taps. Water drives our economy. It provides us food. I mean, it's really tied to everything we do. And I think that's one of the issues that really gets lost in the climate and water conversation. You know, these are not just issues of access and comfort related to warming temperatures. I mean, these are truly issues that are going to hit people's pocketbooks. Food prices will increase. Energy prices may increase. So I think people need to get out and really become engaged in voting in a way that, you know, serves their economic interests, which is the conservation of these resources.
Jason Kanoff is a professor of biology at St. Louis University and principal investigator at St. Louis University's Water Institute. Again, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we've got some pretty unbelievable pictures for you about what's happening in the Mississippi. They're on our IG account. So go take a look at The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.